You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So today we're going to talk about death and how we handle that on the internet. What happens now with all of the sort of digital accoutrement when someone dies?
A lot of things happen with all of this stuff. Facebook pages come down or actually become kind of memorials to the person who died. Twitter accounts can get canceled or just go silent. Companies are starting to allow relatives access to passwords to these social accounts. Others will actually terminate an account after someone dies. This is, of course, all a lot easier, just like a lot of other kinds of inheritance, if the person who dies has actually thought ahead to put instructions into their will, for instance.
I'm thinking about two friends of mine, reporters who were killed on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was an open question when that happened, how the survivors approached that. Is it becoming more common for people to leave instructions?
I think it is. Now, this is like a really interesting question generally, because the answer is always changing in terms of what we do with our data and how much data we're putting out there, right? A few years ago, it might have been a MySpace page or a Friendster account, something like that. Now it can be a ton of different things. It could be your payment history on Venmo. It could be texts. Earlier this year, I interviewed a writer named Leslie Horn about accessing voicemails that were in actually her possession, but were left by her dad who had died unexpectedly. Mm. And the amount of data generally that we're leaving behind is really growing by staggering amounts. I guess some people have made the joke, yes, can you clear my history after I pass away? But there are very serious services and practices that are starting to pop up in this area.
Like what?
Well, there's a bunch of different ones. Cirrus is one, and Chronicle of Life. These are all services that deal with this sort of thing. I actually had a really interesting thing happen to me recently when I was tweaking my Google account settings.
Okay.
So I was going into my safety settings, my security settings, things like that. And Google actually has a part of your Gmail account that you can change so that the way that they phrased it was when your account is dormant for a certain period of time. Then they actually ask you who all your data should go to, who your passwords, everything that you've stored on their storage service drive, all of that stuff should go to. And that was like this really interesting pause for me, being like, oh, who should I put in charge of this?
What did you decide? Is it going to your wife?
It's going to my wife. I decided that she was probably the best person to deal with this stuff. But it's a really interesting question, right?
It's an interesting question. It's also one that I can imagine would get very messy. I mean,
it could.
The physical belongings of someone who passes away are often disputed. And this feels like there's another layer of complexity once you introduce digital data.
Absolutely. In terms of who owns the data, the social network, the user or the user's surviving relatives, it can really depend on where you live, both online and actually in person. So different companies have different policies about data. Different states are starting to put forth legislation about data ownership in case of a death. So one example, last year, Delaware passed a law making digital assets part of the general estate and applying the same instructions. But still, in most states, though, this should be addressed probably more directly in the will, at least for now.
When we look forward, where is all of this headed?
Well, it's hard to tell, but it's a growing issue. More and more, we're actually kind of defined by our data, right, that we put online. And also, our data has more value than it used to. Imagine someday a person's accounts and digital data might actually be almost like an annuity or a savings account that you could actually then sell. It's gathered value over time, and it could be like a piece of property that you might sell to a company that might use that data.
That's incredibly difficult to wrap my mind around.
It's a very strange idea, right? But in some ways, you can imagine that it could actually be a really wonderful thing for the people that live on after you pass away to actually be able to give them something of value in that data. Maybe that value is they get to look at all the emails that you've sent over the years, or maybe that is actually selling that information. I don't know if you've been watching this TV show Black Mirror that is now on Netflix.
Right.
This is a British TV show that's just become available on Netflix, and there's actually a really interesting episode. This is, of course, all fictional, but it's an episode about someone who's partner dies, and when he dies, there's a service that actually takes all of his social data, all of the videos he's recorded over the years, all of his tweets, all of his Facebook posts, and turns that into a kind of artificial intelligence that she can interact with. Now, this episode, it sounds really strange, but there are actual services that have started experimenting with this. This idea that they would take a look at all of the social data you created while you were alive and actually mimic some of your own musings online and keep posting to your social accounts after you've passed away. So that's a real thing that's already happening.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you, Lizzie.